ho, ho. And welcome to the Clubhouse Holiday Christmas Spectacular. Woo! From Hotel MTK in Mount Kisco, New York, I'm Rob Adams. Welcome aboard the Clubhouse. Happy to be with you once again. And alongside of me, Santa Claus to my Grinch, Mark Jeffers.
You know, Rob.
Yes.
We are on Facebook Live because I wore the ugliest sweater. And our radio audience, it is the ugliest sweater,
well,
right?
The guy to your right thinks it's the ugliest by far, but who am I to say?
There you go. You know, and all right, Bob Small, who we love, is going to be in charge of all my bad comments tonight. Anyways, welcome. We are here at the Hub for the annual Clubhouse Christmas Spectacular for awareness and donations for the Community Center of Northern Westchester's Food Pantry. Let's keep those donations coming in. How about a round of applause for that? Woo, let's go. Next to me is a very handsome man who's not wearing an ugly sweater.
I am. Oh, wait. You're not talking about me.
Sorry. I'm to my right. I should have said to my right. Anyways, Dave Tromeo, Executive Director of Sports Business Management, Master's Degree Program at Manhattanville University, and the co-host. Hello, David.
Hello, Mark. Happy holidays.
Did you almost say welcome to the clubhouse to our co-host?
I almost did.
Well, you know him.
But I held it back.
You did.
What a wonderful crowd. I mean,
what a great group of crowd.
Like, these people are amazing that they come to do this and support this group and our friends and your cousins and your wife.
I know. We have quite a nice turnout, and there's more to come. I think.
Absolutely.
I got Mick McGowan to come here for the first time in years.
From Long Island, Long Island. John DeBenedict, this is my buddy from
John
the Norwalk
is out
community.
There. That's true.
Connecticut State, NCC.
And the Renegades are here again.
The Renegades are here.
Clicks and Alley and
we have
Fishy.
Hey, and Juan Soto signed with Owens. Oh, sorry.
So Dave, you'll be naming every audience member later tonight. So.
No.
Dasher and Dancer and Prancer. No.
Vixen. Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen.
All right, but we have.
You recall.
Besides all the wonderful audience we have, we also have.
We have.
What do we have?
Producers were. But wait, there's more.
There's more.
We have tremendous guests besides our friends who we're going to talk to in two seconds, Claire Murray and Mary Ellen McLaughlin. But first, we also have here is Mr. Colton Orr.
Right? Can't read your own writing, huh?
I can't read my own writing. Field. He is a former NHL player. And I'm so excited. Such a nice guy. We're going to see him in a bit.
Yep.
And we have Dean Ryder, owner of Thunder Ridge Ski Area, joining us.
And I guess a repeat guest. And he must be happy with the forecast. Looks like there's some snow coming our way.
I saw there was snow showers for Brewster, and that's his neighborhood. So
there you go.
That's a good thing.
Let it snow. We're in the hub,
and Teddy's taking good care of us. And we're in good shape here.
I know.
Yeah. And Paula. Teddy.
Paula's here tonight, and she gets to just abuse you all night. I made that deal.
Oh, my gosh. More people to abuse me.
Yes.
And we want to thank Dan and Pam also for all their help here. Dan just strolled through.
There he goes.
There you go.
Okay, who haven't we named here? Raise your hand.
All right, yeah. Very,
what are you?
No, okay. No, anyways.
Bob Small.
I didn't mention that.
Okay.
All right. Ooh. It is with great happiness.
Joy.
If you want to be happy for everybody.
That I introduce Claire Murray, Executive Director at the Community Center of Northern Westchester, and Mary Ellen McLaughlin, Community Center historian and former board member. Welcome back to the clubhouse, ladies.
lots of great titles there. Is your mic working? Can you hear me now?
Hello.
There we go.
There we go.
Now, are you a union guy?
I am now.
Okay.
I get extra pay, Bob.
All right, so let's start off with Claire. I want a quick update.
Wow. That was mean. That was just mean. They're like the Grinch.
Mary Ellen, in the pre-production meeting, we had this. I just want to know what's going on, what's new. I guess, we could do the history first, but I was thinking of.
We have Claire. Let's say.
No, I want to know what's going on, what's new and exciting at the center.
Well, first of all, thank you for having us again this year. And as I was sharing with Mary Ellen, being invited back to the clubhouse and for this food drive just reminded me of everything that the community center is about, which is neighbors helping neighbors and community engagement. And we're just so delighted to be here. So thank you all for the invitation. What's new at the center? Maybe I should talk more about at the very end, which is about our expansion plans and our building renovation.
Nice.
But I think I should really start with saying what's the same at the community center, which is that the organization, which was founded for the community, by the community, to sustain the community, continues to provide an array of emergency services to anyone in need in Northern Westchester. That food insecurity is a really big issue still. Yeah. People are struggling to put food on their tables, and it's wonderful that with the community support, we're able to offer food assistance and clothing assistance and skill building programs. We continue in the same way to do it with the community. And we are not only trying to help people while they're in need, but help them get out of need. So we teach a lot of skill building classes for better jobs and more better paying jobs and more stable jobs. So really, it's what's the same. I guess if there's something new compared to the last year, is that the number of families in need of help has increased.
Oh.
So where each year, before COVID, we were serving 600 families a month, and now it's 1,500 families a month.
Oh, wow.
Who are coming for emergency food support, which is ultimately about a week's worth of food that they're able to receive on each visit. So it's not good news on what's new, but it is exciting, and I'll tell you more when you ask the question about expanding our facilities.
We will do that as well. And thank you thank you for joining us. Because this is, we really enjoy doing this. This whole team here, we really enjoy doing this, and I think it's for a great cause. And now I'm going to switch it over to Mary Ellen.
Hello.
Tell us about, first of all, my historian.
Oh, great, Mark.
Tell us about your parents, Don and Ellen Devey, their early involvement in the community center, and what's going on.
All right. I wanted to say also thank you again for the clubhouse inviting us. It's really fun.
It is fun, right?
It is fun.
We can be serious, but...
Yeah. So anyway, back in Katona in the late 1980s, 1990s, a couple of the churches started handing out food from their back doors. Like there were... There were layoffs in IBM and restructuring, and they were noticing people in need. And then the churches started talking together, saying the need is great in all these churches. And then it was other community members. So they actually rented a space in the back of a storefront, and 2 or 3 days a week would give out food and clothing. My parents happened to be one of those community partners, as we still call them today. And what I wanted to add to what Claire said and what has remained the same is there's always been a big priority on respect for the clients and just looking out for their well-being and what happens next in their lives. And I think that's about it for me.
Okay. You guys have any questions? Because I have a load of questions.
Go ahead. Go.
Yeah, you're on it. Go.
All right. So, what does the center need the most this time of year?
Ooh. Mary Ellen answered that one. Money.
Okay, there you go.
It's historical.
This particular time of year is harder for lots of families. The winter months bring on additional hardship, the cost of heating, the loss of outdoor seasonal work. More families are more in need. And the needs that we're trying to fill are both the food needs with additional foods for the holidays to try and relieve financial burden, give everyone an opportunity to celebrate. And we also try and give extra for the children. So during December, we give brand new blankets and hats and gloves in a program we call Share the Warmth. So we're looking for donations of fleecy blankets for babies age 0 up to kids aged 18. Hats, gloves, scarves. We're looking for any food support that we can. The more the community... thank you, Greg. The more the community donates, the... less we have to buy from the wholesalers. Yeah. Financial support is great to help us keep the pantry shelves filled. And if people are interested in volunteering their time, we thrive on volunteers. Nice. We have an incredible team. Becomes like a family, and we'd be grateful for anybody to join us.
Awesome.
No, she's pretty good.
Yeah, she's good.
She's now, very good.
And
she's every kinda, year.
No,
and
no.
She has
a,
they have smiles year. On their face. They work so hard, and
they do.
They're so pleasant. Yes.
It's always funny because we've been doing this for a few years now, and both of them were like, Do I have to go on the air?
Uh-huh.
And they're now they're like
and
they're professionals.
Year,
I know
every year they're exceptional because they're what they do is so important.
You guys just start your own podcast, right? There you go.
I'll produce it.
All right,
and there you go. A great
deal.
Offer.
It's a yeah. deal.
All right.
So one more quick question, and then we're going to bring in one of our sports guests,
ooh.
Who's also a local person, which is also going to help us out in a second. But
you mean Claire? Because she was talking baseball a little earlier.
Oh wait a minute. She's ready for the clubhouse report.
Yes, she is.
Okay.
Aren't we all?
Of course.
Where were you born?
With that accent, I'm sure Brooklyn. Yeah.
Just give our audience real quickly where they can call or online to make a donation.
I think the best thing to do is usually go online to www.communitycenternorthernwestchester.com. NW.com. .org. They're located at 84 Bedford Road, Katona, so you can stop by. They're there Tuesday through Saturday. And I think the website's probably the best way to go. You can email, you can look up what to do.
Yeah. Usually people don't go to websites anyway. They just Google, right? So what would you put in a Google search?
I would Google Community Center of Northern and Westchester.
All right, there you go. Now look at this. They're still filing
lots
in here with
of food.
It just keeps rolling
That's
in.
Awesome.
That's great.
As well, Mark
comes all right, I'm looking over because I think it's time to take a quick commercial break. But before we do, of course, Rob is going to give. And coming up next is Colton Orr, who is going to be joining us, and we're going to talk a little bit of hockey.
Orr is a great hockey name.
It's
awesome hockey name.
And you might think he's related, but you won't find out until after the commercial break.
Thank you.
Rob?
We will head to that commercial break on this very important note. Splash in Bedford Hills is proud to be entering its 30th year of serving the Bedford Hills community. We offer a complete range of services for the maintenance of your car, including full-service hand washing, washing your car using thick foaming soap and lamb's wool mitts. The silence in here is deafening.
They're all going to run out and get their car washed.
I can see it.
We vacuum the interior, wipe down the dash and door jams, all in less than 15 minutes with no, I'd say, no appointment needed. Or opt for the super fast exterior express wash. You're in and out in no time. Plus, dare I say, you can use our free self-service vacuums when you get a wash. And there's our full service oil change, which includes a 21, not 22, but 21 point inspection and a free car wash. We have all sorts of detailing services available while you wait all the way to our 5-star complete detail fish. I don't believe you. What could be more convenient? Your car deserves a better car wash and oil change. My face is going red. Splash, located at 570 North Bedford Road in Bedford Hills. Thank God, at the end of the copy, I say splash. A break. 6:16. Why did we invite fish? We're back after this. 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Big Tobacco's customers are dying. But instead of pulling their products off shelves, they're using menthol flavors to recruit a new generation of smokers. Menthol makes products smoother and better tasting, so they're easier for us to start and harder for us to quit. In other words, menthol is not just a flavor. It's a way for tobacco companies to attract and addict us. And there's nothing just about it. Take action at notjustmenthol.org.
Brought to you by Power Against Tobacco.
Join me on Darby and Friends Monday through Friday, 12:30 to 1 every day. Meet and listen to my local friends from Greenwich Library, Sterling Care, Retired Men's Association, Greenwich Harbor Partners, Bruce Museum, Greenwich Hospital. Whether it's art, music, local events, and parties, let my friends become your friends. Join me, Darby and Friends, 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling. He loves this music.
I think we should do this, every show.
So
in January or February,
middle of July, we're going to play this music.
Absolutely.
We did.
I think we might have.
Oh, boy.
Yes, we have a great guest here, Mark.
Yes, we do.
I know, but before we do that, I want to quickly mention that we are here at the Hub for the annual Clubhouse Christmas Spectacular for awareness and donations for the Community Center of Northern Westchester Food Pantry. Let's keep the donations coming in. All right.
By the way, before that, Dave Tromeo, did I see J-Man walk in?
J-Man and Lori, yes. My wife and my son
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
They walked right by us. I saw.
The two big Islander fans walked right past the former Ranger, not knowing that he was who he was.
There could be a fight later going on. Well, just let you know.
Thank you for that. You put the guy who was the enforcer next to me, right? Okay.
And now, nice transition, David.
Thank you. You know, I learned.
It is an honor to introduce former Boston Bruin, New York Ranger, and Toronto Maple Leaf NHL star and current Harvey School Boys varsity hockey team coach, Colton Orr. Welcome to the clubhouse, Colton.
Just sing along. There we go.
Thank you for having me, Mark. It's great to be here and be here at the Hub and get to meet all this great crowd and be on the show. So thank you guys for having me.
All right, well, let's start off with, how was your Thanksgiving, and how's the family?
Thanksgiving was great. This is some of the best time of the year to get to have the time with the family. Starting this new position at Harvey has given me a lot more time at home, which has been amazing because I only live about 20 minutes from the school. So it's just been a great time of year, and it's been a great transition to coaching the team.
Where is Harvey located? Just out of curiosity. I mean,
Katona. We're about
on 22.
Ten minutes from here.
The beautiful campus. The rink is right alongside 22.
This is a private school, almost equivalent to like a Brunswick.
Kind of like a Brunswick. Although, what's your schedule like?
Yeah.
So who do you play?
We'll be playing Rye Country Day, Grants Cup Day.
Okay. Right now,
right now we're an independent schedule. We partnered with the Worcester School as well, who will be playing alongside us this season. And so we have about 20 skaters this year, and we weren't playing last year, so we're back on the ice this season playing games, which is so exciting. So I'm just looking to be back and build up the program in the next few years.
All right, so 14 years. We're going to go back to Harvey in a second.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
14 years in NHL, very impressive.
Very.
All right, but let's start.
Undrafted, by the way, correct?
With the Boston. Yes. With, yeah, let's start with the Boston Bruins. With the last name Orr, no relation. Boy. You must have fit right in.
It was. So I got a few offers to go to a couple different training camps like Detroit, Anaheim, and Boston with the name Orr. I thought it would be a good place to choose to go in there. At the time, I wasn't represented by the Orr group, but once I got to camp and kind of made a little bit of a name for myself at camp, I ended up signing with the Orr group as well, who got me my first contract with the Boston Bruins. So no relation to Bobby Orr. I do call him Uncle Bobby, but he was my agent for my whole career.
There you go.
Yep. By the way, did you see the drone video that they did, the Bruins did for their 100th anniversary?
That was awesome, yeah.
I got to see it. My dad called me, and I missed it.
And, of course,
it was amazing.
Bobby Orr's in it. It's fantastic. And he was... Watch the behind-the-scenes stuff when they fly the drone past Bobby Orr, and the look on his face is, what the heck just went by him? And he's such a great man.
Yes.
Yeah. He is as good as they could. Why are hockey people so great?
They're great. They're the best.
They really are.
I was so fortunate to have someone like Bobby Orr in my corner. He was someone that had an agent that he got took an advantage of him when he was a player.
Yeah, sure did.
And so that was something he never wanted to see happen to any of his clients. And so he was just one of the best, always in your corner, always there for you to support you. And I couldn't have been happier to have someone like him and help me through my career.
Yeah. Just the best people.
Bobby, obviously one of the greatest all-time players.
One of the best. If it wasn't for his knees and injuries, who knows what he could have done in his career.
And I still think if he's not number one, and I think it's probably Gretzky, he's two or three all-time.
Yeah, I'm up there. You know, I mean, a little biased with the name. one, two.
Colton, that's okay.
Yeah,
that's okay.
And you're from where in Canada?
I'm from Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Okay, yeah.
So, you know.
Nice and warm up there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. A lot of snow. I'm used to this kind of weather. And,
I have to tell you, so my wife is a Bruins fan. She's from New England.
Okay.
But I think we converted her to Islanders. So, if you want to throw hands, you got to do it with my son. Don't throw in the hands.
Hold on, though. See, now, David, you're trying to take over. You make sure the Islanders.
I do.
I have to ask Colton about his Ranger time. I know you're thinking, he was not an Islander.
I know, you thought he was.
You wished he was. But
I was a Ranger fan way back then.
Anyway, so
Cool.
You come to the New York Rangers in 2005, 2006, and you played with Jagr. Any good stories?
Well, Jagr is incredible, of an athlete, of a professional hockey player, what he did in his career. I think he's just retired this year.
Yeah.
But just way he trained, so he'd always have a key to the practice rink, and he would go there all hours of the night, 10 p.m., like late night, like just crazy things. This one time I go to the practice rink, and I come in, and we have this kind of like a wave pool where you swim, but you like into a jet stream almost. So he goes in there. He's got a weight vest on. He's standing in the pool. He's got his stick with a weight on it as well. And he's got the jets on full blast, just like right at him. And he's stick handling through the waves. And I'm sitting there going, who thinks of this, first of all? And but just shows you, he was always trying to find a way to get a better edge from the other player. So he's always doing different things, always training. It was just amazing. And just to play with someone like that, someone I watched growing up in my career, and then, you know, play with him, like him, Brendan Shanahan, Chris Drury, you know, guys like that. It's a dream come true to be in a locker room.
And you say
with those guys.
Chris Drury around these parts. He's a big Connecticut guy with his connections. Like
No, Chris Drury is, you know, obviously doing great things with the Rangers right now, and but he's a great teammate as well, great captain.
Do you know that Chris Drury was a Little League pitcher? Do you remember the story?
We all know. Oh, you know the video. We talked about it all the time. I think that's what you find with hockey players. Just a lot of them are dual sport athletes and play a lot of different sports.
So I'm sure the Jagr story is one of the stories you share with your student athletes. Right?
It is. It's one of my favorites. Yeah. Just the training he did and the different things he tried to do and always thinking outside the box. And I love using
that
as an example.
Because you can't really teach that, right? If somebody's got a passion for the game or a passion to want to excel, that's really on them.
It is. It's what helps you make some of these athletes elite is when you love what you're doing, you love being out there, you love training, you can't get enough of it. That's usually what makes you good.
Yeah. What was it like to play in the Garden?
You can't beat MSG. Going back to my first game ever playing there and having that crowd behind you, you know, even getting in a fight center ice at Madison Square Garden, everyone on their feet, gives me chills just kind of thinking about it. And it was absolutely amazing.
Was there another building you like playing in?
Liked going to Montreal.
Sure.
You go in there.
The
new one. The way the crowd, how much they get into the game. It's almost like
game
a European
there,
feel. They're chanting all game. So that's a fun building to go into.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Hockey is the greatest. I'm telling you, I can't even skate, Colton. But
I
love watching hockey. You know, in all honesty, my son and my wife will tell you.
Yeah, you can't beat it, especially when you get through on playoff time. Yeah, you can't beat it.
Playoff overtime, you just can't. You can't even go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's so good.
Shift. It's like anything can happen, right?
There you go.
So now, then you go to the Maple Leafs, and then you go to coaching, the Connecticut Whale, at Danbury Ice Arena with our friend.
Yep.
You know Herm.
Yeah,
Herm is one of the sponsors of the show, so we're a big fan. So what's the whole thing with coaching versus playing?
Well, for me, when I was getting near the end of my career, I took a real leadership role in helping with young players develop coming into the league. So I always knew I wanted to be involved in that kind of development, coaching aspect, and obviously love for the game, wanted to be around it. When I got done playing hockey, I got involved with the Connecticut Whale through Paul Mara, who was one of my ex-teammates. He was coaching the Boston Pride at the time. And for me, it was just a way to get involved in coaching. It was a great experience for me because I had to do everything from GM to coaching to logistics, loading the bus, like did everything. But it was a great way for me to really, form myself as a coach. I take a lot of examples from Randy Carlyle, Tom Rennie, and different styles that they've had and kind of blended into my own. So to me, it's brought me to a lot of different places in the game. I've done some development with the Arizona Coyotes. I've worked scouting with the Toronto Maple Leafs and really got to look at the game differently. For me, it's about watching me give my experiences back to these young players and seeing them succeed now that kind of gives me that excitement now and seeing them grow.
Awesome.
All right. So, head hockey coach at the Harvey School in Katona. How's the team look?
We're going to be back. Again, we've got a full set of a group of skaters this year. You know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be a year where we're kind of finding our footing and getting established again and being back in the league. So for us, it's just about being competitive, being in games, and again, just being back at the Everett's Arena playing hockey.
and they're off and running on Monday the 16th against Greenwich Country Day,
nice.
Home game.
Yep.
That's got to be exciting. It's got to be exciting to get revved up for that first game.
It is. So we started our winter program now. We were practicing every day a week after school. The kids are excited. The student body is excited to be back at the rink. So, yeah, that first home game is going to be a lot of fun.
How do you build a team culture? How do you build this and make kids want to play for Harvey?
For me, it's just getting people to want to buy into a system, buy into that team game and playing for each other. Every team I played on, when we were good, it was very selfless and everyone wanted to play for each other. So that's what we're trying to create. It's just that thing, hey, you're playing for your teammate, you're playing for each other, you're playing for that logo on the chest, playing for our school. So we're just trying to create that and build that up right now.
And I'm looking at the schedule. I mentioned Greenwich Country Day, Portledge, St. Luke's, Kingswood, Oxford, Millbrook, King School, teams like that, all very Hampden Hall, yep. Very good schools, very good teams. Where do you think you fall in this year? You're going to kind of be...
It's hard to say.
Like I said, it's hard to say.
It's going to be tough. Yeah, that first game is going to tell a lot. We've got a really good group of players, a young group of players right now. So you've got a lot of 10th, 11th graders right now that are going to be competitive and ready to play, but also be able to develop and build a program around them as well.
For our audience, will there be any streaming? You know, you're going to do games that are going to get broadcast yet or not yet?
Not yet. That's not something we looked at yet. We do have kind of in-house streaming, but I don't think that's to the public yet.
I know a guy who can broadcast a game.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
We'll have to set something up and get something out there for a little
while. Right.
By the way, Brunswick 4-0 today over Loomis Chafee. Just saying.
Good to know. I have to start scouting more.
Right, we have to touch on the Rangers.
Do we?
What is going? What is going? No, David.
All right.
You're going to be happy with this. I'm going to ask Colton. What's
the
going wrong
are off right now?
It's tough. I think after the couple of seasons we've had, going so far in the playoffs, expectations being so high, it's sometimes tough to come out early in the season and really find it. I think you want to get back to that competitive hockey. I think it's trying to find a way to peak at the right time for them, finding their game right now. I think they've gotten away a little bit of ways the way they like to play. So it's just, again, I think they got to find their game. They got to settle down a little bit and see what they can do down the stretch.
I think in the long run they're going to be fine, but they're going through it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I think it could help them in the long run.
Yeah.
If you kind of go through it now, you go through some of this stuff, you sort it out as a team. I think this adversity is what makes you better. If you kind of don't face it all year long in playoffs roll around, it gets harder in playoffs. So if you don't face any adversity throughout the season, I think it's tougher. So I think if they can find it and get it on the right track leading the playoffs, I think this will help them. And you can look back to the place that maybe it was something that helped them go in the playoffs.
Yeah, in my mind, they're still one of the top teams in the Eastern.
They are. That's for sure, too.
When you got Igor Shesterkin and you got some of the firepower they have up front, they're still a good team. I don't think you're getting the best from the top players right now. So if they start settling in to their game, they'll be fine.
But let me just tell you, if the Islanders just have to play a third period, they'd be the best team in the freaking NHL. I mean, they are the greatest two-period team. If they couldn't play that third period, it's mind-boggling to me. They'll watch it. I can't watch. Right, they're up 3-1 in the third. That's it. Well, it's over. They're going to lose.
We actually have a New York Rangers alumni game versus a New York Islanders alumni game coming up in January.
Okay.
So that rivalry stays healthy.
Good.
Even through the alumni.
I like that.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. All right, Colton. So tell us a little bit before we let you go. And then you have to come back for the clubhouse report because there's more sports for you.
All right.
Tell us a little bit about the role of the enforcer on a team. The tough guy stand. I mean, it's a role that our audience wants to know about.
It was a tough role. It was hard. It was one of those roles where you had to, you know, took pride in protecting my teammates. But, you know, I also have to be prepared to play hockey. I had to make sure I knew the systems, knew my game, knew my role that I had to play, but then also knew there was a guy on the other team that wanted to kick my head in and didn't take me out. So I had to, you know, had to deal with that kind of stress going. But for me, I love what I did. I love protecting my teammates. I love being able to play that role and knowing that a guy like Jaromir Jagr can go out there and just do his role.
All right, so let's role play. Keep it clean. Why not? If you and I, if you wanted to go at it with me, what would you say on the ice?
Well, there's
you
know, funny, there's a lot
of family show, David.
There's some video. Well, that's the whole thing. There's a video of like George the Rock, and he was just like walk up to the guy and just be like, "Hey, you want to go tonight?" And they'd be like, "Yeah." He'd be like, "Okay, thank you." And you just like, "That's it. That's what you guys are doing." There's no like you know swear words or like,
and then after 5 minutes, it's like, "Okay, that's enough."
And then you go for a beer after, and it's all over.
That's the best part of it.
There you go.
Gentlemanship. Sportsmanship, shaking hands after a game. Yeah. It's beautiful.
A lot of that sportsmanship should be spread across college football.
Who was your favorite teammate?
Obviously, like I said, had a lot of great teammates. A lot of the guys I still keep in touch with, Phil Kessel.
I love that.
He's one of my favorites. I think he was so misunderstood.
He was great.
You know, I still thought Brendan Shanahan was awesome. Like I said, a mentor to me. Took me under his wing when I was in New York. So just a lot of great teammates, a lot of great role models, a lot of good friends, connections today. It's just amazing.
That. Yeah. That's awesome.
Cool. All right, man.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Clubhouse. Thank you. Good luck with Harvey this year.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Hopefully you'll come back for the Clubhouse report.
You love it,
Harvey. All right.
I'm here.
6:33. We're early tonight. Remember that. Right. We're an hour earlier than we'd normally be. We'll play Freebird after this. We continue the Clubhouse on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Today's teenager is tomorrow's potential regular customer. That's what the tobacco industry said about us. But what does it say about them? That they'll do anything to recruit new smokers. Like using menthol flavors to make products smoother and better tasting so they're easier to start and harder to quit. In other words, menthol is not just a flavor. It's a way for big tobacco to attract and addict us. And there's nothing just about it. Take action at notjustmenthol.org.
Brought to you by Power Against Tobacco.
Everything but politics. That's what my show is about. Hi, everybody. I'm Debbie Nigro. What am I about? I'm about resilience. I'm about attitude, a lot of heart, and definitely a sense of humor. And I've heard that people feel better after listening to my show. I always look for the light in the dark, and I give you hope everything's going to be okay in your day. Delusionally young, outrageously fun. I book dynamic, upbeat guests. Check it out. 11 a.m. Eastern Time here on AM 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone
welcome back to the Clubhouse. 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com. 6:35, we're at the Hub at Hotel MTK, Mount Kisco, New York. What a great turnout tonight, especially because Allie's here, but what a great turnout this evening.
The Manhattanville group, the former Manhattanville group.
That's true.
And you know, which is the and you got family.
You got the shout out, J-Man.
I did.
Executive producer Sean R. Adams is here tonight. Yep.
So there you go, Sean.
Got to shout him out as well.
Absolutely.
And Fish.
And Sarah.
Because the heck with him.
The heck with him.
That's the cleanest way I can put it. Mark, continue.
Mark.
Well, I got to tell you, we've had, first of all, I want to thank everybody for coming here tonight. And we must, you know, we're here at the Hub for the annual Clubhouse Christmas Spectacular for awareness and donations for the Community Center of Northern Westchester. And I will tell you right now, I've seen a lot of cans and food going through to them.
I have,
so I'm hoping that we'll have some wonderful things going on there.
It's a good cause, people.
And if this audience can hear us, we should have a round of applause for this, because we're doing quite well.
Play Freebird.
I have a couple quick thank yous I want to throw out. I want to thank Halston Media, Brett, Tom, and Bruce for their help. Forged Iron Gulf, Joe Egan and his team.
Oh, Joe was great.
And, of course, our friends from Splash Car Wash, Mark and Gina. And is Gideon here? Because
I haven't seen him.
Anyways, WGCH, obviously, well, thank you guys. But
there will be vermouth later on.
I know. Well, I was just saying, as long as a couple quick thank yous.
Gideon Fountain, who is our peerless leader, is fantastic, actually. He does a great radio show of his own, so have to shout him out.
All right.
It
is
what you got?
With great pleasure to introduce Mr. Dean Ryder, the owner of Thunder Ridge Ski Area. Welcome back to the Clubhouse, Dean.
Dean, I'm going to get paid
everybody
extra.
Everybody keeps turning it off.
They just don't like it on, I guess. Test. There you go.
There you go.
Thank you.
There you go.
So, Dean, good job. Well done.
Hey, I do what I do. Go ahead, Mark.
Before I want my first question, but before you want to ask that, is I was telling in our pre-production meeting, guys.
Yes, you were. Yes.
We know that we have at least three listeners now because your daughters are listening to the radio show tonight. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct.
All right. So
actually, four. Crystal, four. Casey, Cody, four. And Carly.
Well, thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you.
All right. So how is the ski season shaping up? We're expecting more snow next week.
More.
And, no, there's going to be some snow. Okay. And when will you open? Because I watched on Facebook, by the way, Dean, the snowmaking on December 1st was awesome. So tell us a little bit about that.
Thank you. Yeah, we're going to open on this coming Saturday at 1 o'clock. We'll be open Sunday, and then we'll see how it goes from there.
Yep.
Very cool. So Thunder Ridge offers skiing levels for all ages. Tell us more about the trails.
The trails range from heavy expert down to absolute novice. We have a lot of training programs. We have 150 instructors, and they'll take you from zero to expert. Two of my daughters, actually three of them raced in high school, raced in high school, did exceedingly well, went on to colleges, made nationals every year. And it's the nicest thing about that as a parent was I got to go to a lot of races where you have them trapped in your car for 7 or 8 hours and you get to learn a lot about them and they get to understand what your positions in life are.
There you go.
That's a major, major plus of sure. ski racing. That, and it's a sport they can carry on for the rest of their lives. I went, my middle daughter made nationals when it was out in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, a few years ago.
Oh, wow.
So I decided...
That's some skiing.
It was really great. And so I decided I was going to keep track of all the people I met at Jackson Hole, at nationals, that I knew. Within 4 days, I had a list of 60 people I knew. And this wasn't casually new. These are people I knew. And they developed relationships. The girls developed tremendous relationships over time. And they're lifelong friends.
Wow. That's awesome.
All right. Let's talk about food. The food here at the Hub is wonderful, but you have a wonderful food lodge at Thunder Ridge. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we seat 375 people.
Wow.
And it gets packed at times. We have a moderately unique approach to it. We don't have trough lines going in. So, in other words, you aren't going to wait in a line for 45 minutes to get your food and check out. We have tables that are numbered. You take the queue off the table. You rub the queue over your phone. You look at the list. You order. And within 10 minutes, we will have the food at your table without you waiting in a line.
Nice.
That's
which
impressive.
Is relatively unique in our industry. Most everybody has long trough lines.
Yeah, that is true.
And people like it. They come up and say, this works.
That's great. Last time you were here, you explained about logistics and
how
and
could
like,
you remember that?
I do remember
back.
That. No, I did.
But good job.
You talked about taking the train up the Hudson Line, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
You can start in Grand Central. Mm-hmm. You don't have to bring your skis because there's a discount for the train, there's a discount for your skiing ticket, and you can rent skis, boots, and poles when you get there.
Nice.
And we will transport you from the train in Patterson. All 2.5 minutes to the ski area.
Okay.
Wow.
Not me. It won't be me, but maybe.
I was going to say, I thought it was 5 minutes.
You're going to be driving up.
I'll come up for the dinner. Yeah.
Dean's right. From the train station in Patterson right over to Thunder Ridge, it's 2.5 minutes,
okay.
If that. It's such a gem over along the side of 22. I've driven by it so many times. And the only thing I just want, it's not even a question, I just want to say thank you for keeping it going. Because it really is a gem, and it's Putnam County, and that will always be important to my heart, because I grew up in Putnam County, so
you
very important.
You know who really keeps it going? Any business is only as good as the people you have working for you.
That's true.
And we have 350 great people.
Wow.
You guys would like to go out to dinner with any employee we have.
I agree. And I then, believe that.
And they come back. I mean, we have two employee hiring nights. One is our return employees, which we have a very large number of returns. And then we have a new hire night. But we, at the end of new hire night, I have never been there when we did not meet our quota for every department. We turn away people. And I don't know of many places that that occurs. I know a lot of mountain owners would love to have our demographics. Our demographics are great. We're 15 minutes from Danbury. We're maybe 40 minutes from White Plains.
Not far from Poughkeepsie.
No, yeah.
We're about 45 minutes from Greenwich. That whole Connecticut coastline is a big contributor to our success. White Plains, big contributor, and from New York City. And we're getting more and more from New York City now.
I love that.
We're about an hour.
I love it.
All right, so I'm doing my research.
Uh-oh.
I know. Be ready, Dean.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm still here.
You can ski and pull or board with Santa on December 27th, is that correct?
And he, you walk up, and he's a true Santa. Do not pull on his beard or you will hurt him.
You know, I think I want to ski with Santa and say, thank you for all the gifts I'm going to be getting.
I think
that's
great.
I think that's the way to go.
And he'll react appropriately.
There you go.
And more,
very cool.
And another one that I want to bring up real quickly is Teacher Appreciation Night on January 22nd.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
It is. Yeah. And there's great participation in that as well.
That's awesome.
Wonderful.
Well, Dean, I can't thank you enough again for joining us here on the Clubhouse. Is there any other topics you want to mention? Because I also want to know where our audience can get more information on Thunder Ridge.
Call Thunder Ridge. Go onto our website. But basically, we respond to all the calls that come in. We have a line of people that are very, very knowledgeable responding.
Yes.
And you'll tell Merrill I said hello.
I will tell Mary you said hello. In fact, Merrill made a nice little cheat sheet for
me. She emailed me today and said, you know, I'm sending along this with Dean. I said, Dean will not need it, but she did.
Job.
So
awesome.
Thank you so much for joining
the club.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Good job,
Thank you.
And ThunderRidgeSki.com.
Yep.
We'll take a break. 6:45. The band is assembling. They play after this. The Clubhouse Report coming up. 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com.
Big Tobacco's customers are dying. But instead of pulling their products off shelves, they're using menthol flavors to recruit a new generation of smokers. Menthol makes products smoother and better tasting, so they're easier for us to start and harder for us to quit. In other words, menthol is not just a flavor. It's a way for tobacco companies to attract and addict us. And there's nothing just about it. Take action at notjustmenthol.org.
Brought to you by Power Against Tobacco.
Greenwich has its own sports talk program. Doubleheader weekday afternoons at 4 on 1490 WGCH. Join me, Rob Adams, as we talk about all sports, high schools, youth sports, college, the pros, and anything else. It's your show, so let's make it interactive. It's lively and it's fun. Call me at 203-661-5051 and be a part of it. That's Doubleheader, weekdays at 4 on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
There's one song and one song only that gets me to just...
This one?
Yeah, this is the one. Okay. Mark, it's all yours.
You weren't consulted on the playlist.
I was not consulted on... Bob does a great job.
By the way, we have to say hello to Bob Small. He has a microphone.
He does have a mic.
I guess I should chime in, yeah.
You probably should.
First of all, thank you so much. Unbelievably.
Thank you.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, how about a round of applause just for Bob Small here? Yay! Let's go. Thank you for all the songs, and thank you for all your help.
Except for Mariah Carey.
Except for Mariah Carey.
Next time I'll put on Cher.
Okay.
I'm bringing in, we don't have any F1, but I am going to be. We're going to start off. But I brought Colton. I brought Colton back. I know. I'm just saying.
Colton's
and
back.
Now,
ladies and gentlemen,
start the band.
Without further ado, strike up the band. Dun, 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 dun.
The Clubhouse Report with your host, Mark Jeffers.
You know, you would think maybe Santa would have, like, come in with something on that one.
Ho, ho, ho.
Well, thanks, Robin. Welcome to the Clubhouse Spectacular Report.
Yes, woo-hoo. Let's go.
All right, let's start on the hardwood. Last night, the New York Knicks crushed the Orlando Magic 121-106 and earned a spot in the NBA Cup quarterfinals. The Knicks host Charlotte tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden with a 7:30 tip-off. All right, let's go around. Your thoughts on the cup. Is the cup something good? Are we happy with the cup?
I think so. I think the Knicks are good. I expect them to be a part with a deep run in the Eastern Conference. Right. I do.
Who gives a crap about the cup? I mean, come on. Well, I mean, who won the cup last year for NBA? Remember who it was?
Hey.
Oh,
there's the money.
Lakers. I'm not even worried
about
it.
Right. What are they doing?
I'm not worried about it.
It's about winning a championship.
Right. Right. That's my point. I don't care about the NBA Cup.
That's why, it's a cup. Okay.
Right. Well,
right.
Colton,
the cup.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't understand the cup in the middle of the season.
Colton cares about one cup.
Yeah, we got one.
I know.
There's only one cup.
That's it, yeah. But again, I hope the Knicks do well. It's always a great time of year when they're going deep in the playoffs along with the Rangers.
We love the Knicks.
All right. The Brooklyn Nets host Indiana tomorrow night. Oh, no, tonight at Barclays with a 7 o'clock start.
Yes.
So it'll be
over on the ice. Colton, chopped up your skates. Last night, Dave Islanders let the Montreal Canadiens slip by them 2-1 in overtime. The Isles host Seattle tomorrow evening with a 7:30 start. David?
I'm going Saturday after I watch my horse race at Aqueduct Nolita. Is running. If anybody wants to put their mortgage on Nolita, you should. And then,
or you could have it for dinner the next night.
Well, don't be.
Sorry. Did I say that loud?
You did.
Yeah, you kind of did.
That was terrible. Okay. And then we're gonna go to the Islander game. My buddy Peter Catalano, who's been on the show, we're gonna go watch the Islanders play the Carolina Hurricanes.
All right, the Rangers continue their poor play, which we talked about earlier, losing to the New Jersey Devils 5-1. The Rangers host the Pittsburgh Penguins Friday night at the Garden with a 7:30 faceoff, and the Devils host Seattle on Friday at the Rock at a 7 o'clock start. One thing we didn't ask you, Colton, real quickly, right now, who's in the Stanley Cup Final?
Ooh. This is a hard one.
I didn't say it was an easy question.
It's for me, I've really liked what Winnipeg's done out west. Can they sustain that in the playoffs? I don't know. I would like to see it being from Winnipeg. East, again, I think you're going to come back to Rangers are going to get it right, I believe, but you're going to have a hard time getting by Florida. They're just a solid team. They play
Carolina is always solid in the playoffs.
Yeah,
right?
Carolina. Well, that's the thing. It's going to you'll see something similar again with Carolina, Florida, Rangers. I think that's what you're looking at. But again, it's Florida's. They're the team to beat.
Well, they are the champions. So you got to tip your cap to them for that. So
I already. Your friend Herm, join the Danbury Hat Tricks on Friday, December 20th at 7:30 when the Motor City Rockers come to town for their ugly sweater contest. I know I should be joining that.
You should be.
The contest is open to fans of all ages. The winner receives a $100 gift card. Turn to the terrible state of the New York football teams. You know what? I might even want to pass on this. But
just pass.
The Jets blow out the Seattle Seahawks 26-21. At least they head to some warm weather, traveling to Miami to face the Dolphins on Sunday.
Yeah, that'll go well.
And the Giants ruined my Thanksgiving dinner, losing to the Dallas Cowboys 27-20. The G-Men host the Saints, perhaps the last chance for a win.
Whose
at MetLife Stadium on Sunday
three?
With one of them. I know.
Whose
by the way,
football
Colton,
team
he likes the Pittsburgh Steelers.
9-3.
I know.
Be careful.
I don't know how Pittsburgh does that.
I don't either.
They keep finding a way to win. Like, it could be Tomlin coaching. I like this.
Tomlin's a good coach.
Tomlin's a great coach. Going to be a Hall of Fame coach. Just gets it done every year. And Russell Wilson throwing for over 400 yards. I don't get it.
No, well,
I'm shocked they're 9-3, but I have to enjoy it.
Yeah. You should enjoy it as a Steeler fan.
Well, speaking of shocked, I'm shocked at the audience here.
It's a great audience. It's a great group.
It's crazy. Hey, Dale Kinsey Colton, I guess.
There you go.
Time out. All right. Dave Taromeo and I, since we are the co-hosts of Hanratty's Huddle podcast,
yes, correct.
For everyone listening, Terry Bradshaw was a guest on our show last week. Just saying.
It was awesome.
It's on my notes for later.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Couldn't shut him up.
You know,
80 minutes.
You know, if you looked at the script.
You don't share the script.
It's on my personal script.
Okay.
All right. And now this is going to really tick them off, Colton. In college football playoff rankings, the Oregon Ducks hold on the number one spot, with Texas moving up to number two, and Penn State rounding out the top three. And it's been a while, but I must mention the Syracuse Orange are now ranked 22nd, coming off their wonderful win at the Dome against 6th-ranked Miami.
That was a great win. Enough of that.
I know.
It was a really good win for the Orange. Really good win. Oh, by the way, here's a shout-out, if you don't mind.
Sure.
The Rhode Island Rams football team, best football season in history, are now in the FCS playoffs. They were in round two. They won this week. And their basketball team is 8-0. 8-0 playing Providence on Saturday. So I'm very proud alum of the URI Rams.
Bob Small wanted to know about the Major League Soccer Championship game, and it is the New Jersey Red Bulls playing the LA Galaxy in Los Angeles this Saturday with a 4 o'clock start time.
And Nick McGowan just fell asleep.
And there, Rob, guess what?
That'll do it.
That'll wrap it up for this year's Clubhouse Report.
Back to you, man.
And I have some more notes for us to discuss later, but we're also going to call Claire Murray over at some point. But, yes,
that's good because Gideon just walked in and he was falling asleep.
I think he was surprised at the time, the start time.
6:53 here on the Clubhouse.
All right. We may have a.
We're adjusting on the fly.
Which is fine. But you know, before we do that, I do have one thing I wanted to say that it's going to say it right now. With fond memories, we remember our friend and a great guest of the Clubhouse, Cindy Morgan, who passed away last year. Always fun and entertaining, and her Caddyshack, Lacey Underall stories. Always a great guest, and we're just thanks, Cindy. She'll be missed.
Yeah, we.
I know.
You know,
we did a quick touch. I know we're moving on to more fun.
No. Let's take a moment on that because we were Cindy's last interview, and we knew she wasn't doing well. She wasn't right.
Yeah.
But we did. We loved her. We loved having her on. She was the nicest lady. So I'm glad we finally took a moment. I don't think any of us had the words for it for a year. So I'm glad we took a moment and remembered her.
Yeah, it was smart. Yeah.
And we're on the fly, and we have...
Oh, we're on the fly. Oh, it's...
Coming in from
the bullpen.
From the hub.
Yeah.
Mariano Rivera. No.
Welcome to the Clubhouse.
Nice to be here. I'm very happy to be here.
So tell us a little bit about Hotel MTK and the hub. And by the way, big round of applause for hosting us here. Thank you.
And introduce yourself.
Thank you, guys. I am Jamil Pollard, the new director of sales here. Well, I've been here about... 3 months, 4 months.
Okay.
I came from Manhattan, and I stumbled upon this small place, and I like it so far.
Good.
Mount Kisco's beautiful, very slow compared to Manhattan, but a lot of restaurants.
A lot of restaurants.
A lot of restaurants.
Yes. Where were you in Manhattan?
I am right in Harlem near Central Park.
Okay.
Very nice. Yes.
Okay, nice.
Very quick and fast area. So Hotel McKay, we're a little different than before. We changed our attitude a bit. More client first. So our renovations have started with our event space, and a lot of people have loved it. I know we're not in it today. You guys are don't get to see the beautiful part. I'm so sorry. It's taken right now. But right now we're just in the restaurant hanging out. We're doing this as well. A lot of renovations coming for this property, and I'm happy that the town's finally seeing how beautiful we are.
You still have the pool? Because Mark wants to go for swimming.
Of course we still have the pool.
Bob Small has it.
We
Bob
left
Small.
It open for him.
He has
there
his,
you go.
He
we're
has
throwing his, Mark in.
Yes,
I'm throwing it.
Let's go.
With I'll be your floaties.
Thank you so much for everything. We appreciate it. Awesome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
we love
to you
this
guys.
Place. It's a great
Thank
place.
You.
Yeah.
I hear you guys do well here.
Yeah. Well,
I love your whole.
Thank you. Yeah.
It looks like a great turnout. I like
it. Yeah, a lot of good people. Yep.
I love hearing the story I heard before about the coach.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Awesome.
Great television for you guys. Really.
All right. I have a couple shout outs.
Yes, you
Uh-oh.
Do.
All right. Well, first of all, Lisa Luby's here somewhere.
Is she?
My physical therapist.
There you go. Where is she?
There you go. I don't know if she's here somewhere. D. Gideon is now in the room.
He's just right here.
I want to say thank you to Tina and Steve and Blues Corruption over there. Let's go.
Hey.
Ben Smith is here somewhere.
He's over there.
Martin Wilbur was here. And I think that's all my shout-outs for now. Anyways, I want to thank everybody. And Claire's here for a wrap-up.
Oh, Claire, Claire has information.
She's got some nice. Here we have live radio.
I know. Thank you. So, Claire, give us a quick wrap-up before we head out for more donations. So how are we doing tonight?
We're doing so fantastically well tonight. It's just a thrill to be here with all these wonderful people and a fantastic crowd. And the food donations are rolling in, and the bags and the boxes and the cans. We just can't wait to get them back to the community center tomorrow and share them with our neighbors. So thank you, everybody, for all your donations.
Thank you.
Your financial donations online and everything that's coming in the door tonight at this incredible food drive. And thank you for having it.
Wonderful.
It's hard to believe Mark has this many friends, isn't it?
I hired them out.
And a wife. I mean, the most amazing
the best.
Wife.
That's why they come, man.
How did that happen?
All right. Well, thank you, Claire. Round of applause. Thank you, everybody, for being here tonight. I think it was a really good turnout.
Yes, it was.
The Renegades are giving us some scores.
Oh, of course. Fish gave me a 4 because, of course, he did.
Uh-oh.
Why did we let Fish in the building?
I don't know.
By the way, I will say, MC Fish, the best DJ you will find, and he is always listed in the best DJs in the Hudson Valley. He does karaoke, weddings, parties. I mean, honestly, I hate the guy, but he is the best.
All right.
So,
all right, we had Hanratty Huddle. We discussed with Terry Bradshaw.
And Matty Murph just walked in. Oh, my God.
Oh, my. They're all coming in.
Wow.
Happy birthday wishes, Steve Viola and Tim Delaney. They were birthday. We have Paula and Teddy. Thank you so much in the bar. Great job by them. Appreciate that. David, any other family members?
No, just wished everybody a Merry Christmas. I hope we get to do this again in the spring. We really do. We gave Lori and Jared a shout out. Thank you, Sarah.
Are you still partial to the Few?
Always partial to the Few.
Okay, that's important.
And the Abach moment will never end.
Yes, I hope we are very much back in the spring or late winter, whatever it takes.
We will see. Sean Kikeli, I want to thank him.
Yes,
very
no
much.
Question.
Merry Christmas. Yes, Bob Small, Merry Christmas. Rob, partner, Dave, partner, Merry Christmas.
Love
all
you
of you, Merry Christmas, everybody here.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much for coming, and we'll hang out for a while.
Yeah,
and
man.
So, on that note, for Sean Kilkelly, Bob Small, Dave Taromio, Mark Jeffers, thanks to Claire, Mary Ellen, Colton, Dean, I'm Rob Adams. You've been listening to The Clubhouse. Ho, 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 Merry Christmas, and good night from The Clubhouse in Mount Kisco, New York, at the Hub Hotel MTK. Good night. We'll see you soon.
This is your community radio station.